Hello, hackers. It's been a while. I know it's been a while since our last podcast episode. And there's been a lot going on in my world, and I'd love to tell you all about it. But today's episode is about making your very own miracle morning. Stuff what everyone says about what exactly is the one way to have a morning, and let me tell you how to create your own. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. So you guys know me. You know that I love to experiment with things. I love to try different things. I've read so many different books, and these people share what their miracle morning is, and then they have different challenges where I've been involved in, which is giving you a morning ritual. So there is a lot of power behind a morning ritual. There's a lot of power in them. But how do you make one that actually works for you? Because it's all well and good to do a challenge and stick to it for so many days. It's different. But how do you change that into your daily habits? So it's really quite simple. You just do the challenge or start trying the different thing that you read in the book, and you see what feels good, what suits your lifestyle. As I record this, I am sipping my morning mineral cocktail, which is recommended by Aubrey Marcus in his book Own the Day, Own Your Life, while sitting in the sunshine. And I just find that that is something that I can really get around. So your morning mineral cocktail is just room temperature water with some lemon and salt, just to rehydrate your body and get those minerals back into your body after you've been, starved of water for however many hours you just slept. So I've tried lots of things, and different things stay with me. Another thing that I have heard, and something else, is just to get moving, just go for a walk. First thing in the morning, just go for a walk. And that's actually been so good. I've really enjoyed that. It just gets everything moving. It just gets me gets my mind moving. It just works really well for me. So I continue to do it regularly. But there's things that I would do from time to time, and then I'll change it and I won't do that. And I think that might also be about like what season we're in and what's going on in my life. If I'm already strapped for sleep anyway, so I'm not getting up that early. So it's really about just trialing things and see what works for you. Nothing is gonna work for everyone. There's not one thing that'll work for everyone. That's only oxygen. Everything else is just up to the person. You may prefer to start your day with like a green tea or yoga, or going for a run, or meditation, or there's so many different ways to start your day, and different experts will give you their different mornings, and that's because they do different things work for different people, they've got different genetics, they've got different likes and dislikes, they live in different parts of the world, so really, there's not one miracle morning for everyone. I think what's the most important thing here is that you try different things and you see what fits well, what works well. If you're living in a place where the sun doesn't rise until like 9 in the morning or something, I feel like this is a thing somewhere, then you're not exactly going to want to get up and go out and start walking in the dark. Or maybe you actually really enjoy that. So it's obviously depending on the person. Or you may live somewhere where it gets really hot in the morning straight away, and so you don't like to walk outside, or whatever the thing is. It just depends on your location, your likes, your dislikes, what works best for you. So those are my tips on making your own miracle morning routine, because a lot of people are going to sell you different ways of being. And the fact is, you've got to personalize all of these experts' tips. When I give you a tip, you've got to personalize it for you, because I'm not you, I'm me, and I'm giving you the best advice that I know. But at the end of the day, it may or may not be up your alley. You might want to change it up a bit, and that's cool. Do what works for you. That's totally cool. So hackers, that has been our episode, and I will talk to you guys all very soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.